Web streaming of 90.3 WPLN-FM is made possible by listener support and by Vanderbilt University Medical Center, the promise of discovery. Learn how you can support this service at NashvillePublicRadio.org.
It is 11 o'clock. It's 53 degrees in Nashville.
From NPR and WBEZ Chicago, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm Carl Castle.
And I'm Peter Sagal. Big day for you all. You all get your Kevin Bacon number down to one. Just one degree of separation between you and him once you listen to this week's show. Not to mention your Lisa Kudrow number, your Paul Rubens number, and you will have, no exaggeration, one degree of separation from Xena the Warrior Princess. It's a celebration of celebrity this week. Plus, Carl Castle responds to the people who still miss him on the early morning newscasts.
I so won't be there for you.
It's kind of cold, but that's how he is. We'll be back with you with our show right after this hour's news.
From NPR News in Washington, I'm Nora Rahm. Thousands of Russians formed a human chain around Moscow's Garden Ring Road today in perhaps the largest protest against Vladimir Putin since the prime minister rose to power 12 years ago. They flashed small white ribbons with the slogan, "For a Russia Without Putin." NPR's Martha Wexler reports the protest comes 1 week before a presidential election that Putin is expected to win.
Young and old, they lined the 10-mile boulevard that encircles central Moscow, waving to motorists who honked in support. 29-year-old Dmitry, a financial analyst for an oil company, declined to give his surname, but he did say why he came out in the snowy weather.
It's not the point that we want some revolution or something like that, but we want the authorities to change.
The changes he wants are rule of law and an end to corruption. Organizers said they needed 34,000 people to show up to complete the human chain without gaps. There were occasional breaks in the line. At one point, pro-Putin demonstrators confronted the protesters with chants of, "Putin loves everyone." Martha Wexler, NPR News, Moscow.
Jordan says it now hosts more than 80,000 Syrians who fled Aleppo.